in the limelight. The Western Balkans, one of Europe's poorest regions, has for weeks been battling an explosive coronavirus spike, and death toll doubling in the last month alone to reach nearly 10,000. The crisis is exposing gaps in healthcare systems that have long suffered from low funding and a brain drain crisis, with an exodus of promising young doctors and nurses leaving to seek better wages and training abroad. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, data, even before the pandemic began, the Balkans had some of the lowest density rates of doctors in Europe. Hospitals in the region are now facing further shortages of staff, fall victim to the respiratory disease. In Serbia, for example, some 2,000 medical workers have been forced to self-isolate, just as medical wards are seeing a huge inundation of patients filling beds in the capital, Belgrade. In Bosnia-Herzegovina, in North Macedonia and Montenegro are all in Europe's top 10 when it comes to highest per capita death rates on the European continent. We now present you a news report written by staff at Agence France-Presse under the heading Catastrophic, Balkan Healthcare Overwhelmed by Virus Surge. Please stay with us for more of Agence France-Presse's article. Not enough beds and not enough doctors. A skyrocketing coronavirus caseload is pushing hospitals in the Balkans to the cusp of a collapse, in chaotic scenes reminding some medical staff of the region's 1990s wars. After nearly a year of keeping outbreaks more or less under control, the nightmare scenario that the Balkans feared from the start of the pandemic is now starting to unfold. In hard-hit Bosnia-Herzegovina, one doctor described the distress of having to juggle the care of multiple patients whose lives were hanging by a thread. The doctor, who wanted to remain anonymous, told Agence France-Presse, "The situation reminds me of the war, and I'm afraid it could get even worse during the winter." The doctor adding, "We can do the work of three people, but not the work of five." The West Balkans, one of Europe's poorest regions, has for weeks been battling an explosive coronavirus spike, its death toll doubling in the last month alone to reach nearly 10,000. The crisis is exposing gaps in healthcare systems that have long suffered from low funding and a brain drain crisis, with an exodus of promising young doctors and nurses leaving to seek better wages and training abroad. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, data, even before the coronavirus pandemic began, the Balkans had some of the lowest density rates for doctors in Europe. Hospitals in the Balkans region are now facing further shortages as staff fall victim to the respiratory disease. In Serbia, for example, some 2,000 medical workers have been forced to self-isolate, just as medical wards are seeing a huge inundation of patients filling beds in the capital, Belgrade. Rade Panic, the president of the Serbian Doctors' Union, told regional television channel N1 recently, "I never had such an experience in my professional career." The anaesthetist, who works in the red zone of a hospital treating the most serious COVID-19 cases, added, "I didn't have room for patients that were medically considered young. I didn't have anywhere to transport them." Bosnia-Herzegovina, North Macedonia and Montenegro are all in Europe's top 10 when it comes to highest per capita death rates on the European continent. Yet governments in the region have been reluctant to return to the drastic lockdowns imposed at the start of the pandemic, instead opting for lighter restrictions such as early closure of restaurants. While Serbia is racing to build two brand new hospitals, Kosovo is considering adapting old hotels into makeshift hospital wards, including the Grand Hotel in downtown Pristina. Overflowing clinics in Pristina mean that some patients, such as 33-year-old Veprim Morina, are being turned away. The fitness instructor told Agence France-Presse, "The doctor told me to take my medication at home since the hospitals are all full." Veprim Morina managed to hire a nurse to provide treatment at home, an option those who can afford it are opting for when possible. He said getting a hospital bed now requires having connections. He added, "You have to be very lucky to find a place in a hospital." In neighbouring North Macedonia, the government is marshalling private clinics and their staff to treat COVID-19 patients after public hospitals hit full capacity. North Macedonia's Health Minister Venko Filipce said, "We have been providing new beds, but it is harder and harder." Outside clinics in the capital Skopje, relatives of patients bring food and sometimes even medicine to their loved ones. One man seeking information on his sick relative said, "Catastrophic, unorganized, no one answers the phone for hours," adding, "The medical staff are fighting, giving their best, but they simply cannot do everything." Croatia's doctors have also warned of staff and equipment shortages in Croatia's hospitals. They say more than 2,500 patients are currently hospitalized, and 3,000 would push the healthcare system to the edge of collapse. Experts say politicians have struggled to strike a balance between controlling the virus and protecting fragile economies. Croatian economist Ljubo Jurčić said, "We are too poor that all lockdown measures be repeated twice." In Bosnia-Herzegovina, shops, restaurants and gymnasiums all remain open, while Serbia recently cut hours for businesses but has stopped short of an all-out closure. While progress on vaccines is helping doctors hope, they fear the chaos that would unfold in the meantime. Jasmina Smajic, a doctor in the Bosnian city of Tuzla, said, "I don't understand why the authorities don't put in place more restrictive measures." She added, "Something must be done about this if we want to prevent a catastrophic consequences." Meanwhile, a World Health Organization, WHO, special COVID-19 envoy has predicted a third wave of the pandemic in Europe in early 2021. If European governments repeat what he said was a failure to do what was needed to prevent the second wave of infections. The World Health Organization's David Nabarro said in an interview with Swiss newspaper, "They missed building up the necessary infrastructure during the summer months, after they brought the first wave under control." David Nabarro, a British citizen who campaigned unsuccessfully to become the director of the World Health Organization in 2017, said, "Now we have the second wave of coronavirus. If they don't build the necessary infrastructure, we'll have a third wave early next year." Europe briefly enjoyed sinking infection rates that are now surging again. Germany and France on Saturday saw cases rise by about 40,000 combined. Switzerland and Austria have thousands of cases daily, whilst Turkey reported a record 6,000 new infections. David Nabarro singled out Switzerland's move to allow skiing with wearing face masks required in gondolas, as other Alpine nations like Austria have shuttered ski resorts. David Nabarro said Switzerland could reach a very high level of sickness and death. Nabarro was quoted by the newspaper Solothurner Zeitung as saying, once the infection rates sink, and they will sink, then we can be as free as we want, he added. But right now, should ski resorts be open? Under what conditions? David Nabarro lauded the response of Asian countries like China and South Korea, where infections are now relatively low. People are fully engaged. They take on behaviours that make it difficult for the virus to transmit. They keep their distance, they wear face masks, they isolate when they're sick, they wash their hands and surfaces. They protect the most endangered groups. David Nabarro also said Asia did not relax restrictions permanently and prematurely. He said, "You must wait until case numbers are low and stay low." He added, "Europe's reaction was incomplete."